Another episode of I Got Issues with your host,
Jason Maynard.
And James Wright.
Hello, boy.
What's up, James?
Not much, man.
Not much.
Living la vida loca.
Yeah, what's been going on? Or do you want to just get right into the issues?
Let's just get into this, man.
All right, man.
Let's get right into it.
This is how we started off. Sport topic. I know you love sports.
Sports. I need to get some sound effects going, I think, for next time.
There's a guy on the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
He apparently is one of the biggest drug dealers in all of Chicago.
What?
Do you think that's crazy?
I think that sounds about right. That's crazy. That is pretty crazy. So what's he selling? What's this guy doing?
This guy's he's like selling crack and stuff.
To who? To fans?
To like players in the NFL.
Are you serious?
And like all over the streets and stuff.
What the?
His name's Sam Hurd.
Sam Hurd. Have you heard of Sam Hurd?
And this has got to be one of the craziest stories. It makes me so crazy when people get to play professional sports or get to be celebrities. Why are you selling drugs? You make millions of dollars.
Millions more, I guess, man. That's crazy.
How much more money do you need?
How long is this guy doing this for?
Apparently the feds had his telephone tapped for like 6 months.
That's all it took, yeah?
This isn't like a bullshit case. Like, this guy's going to go down. And apparently the NFL is just worried, like, how many players
are hooked on
his crack? Linked to this. It's so insane.
That is nuts, man. Yeah. So what? Was he... Man, like, I even wonder how he even worked. Did it tell you, like, how he went about selling the drugs to people?
Well, they have him on a wiretap that says that he wanted 1,000 pounds of marijuana and moving 5 to 10 kilos of cocaine per week.
Holy cow, that's nuts.
They say that's like $2.8 million per month.
That's like Sammy Sosa. And this guy's like
the main dude.
That's crazy. He's like the head of the NFL crack business.
And he just signed a deal for $5.1 million to play football.
So he's a good player then.
With a $1.5 million signing bonus. Like, the guy's not poor.
No.
How much money do you friggin' need?
Maybe it's the thrill, man. It's the thrill of selling the dope.
Well, to me, that's just completely idiotic. And anybody out there, if you make more than like $200,000 a year, you got to put the rest of the nonsense away. Like, why do people have to... You're rich. You make more than $1 million per year. You're rich. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I'd say so. If you make $1 million a year, yeah, why not? Yeah.
$1 million a year, you're rich.
Yeah.
So you take your $1 million,
yeah,
you put some of it away so you don't end up broke like the rest of these people.
Yeah.
And you can live a comfortable life. You play in the league a couple more years, buddy, you're set for life. You don't have to sell dope making $3 million a week, even though that's incredible money.
Maybe he's thinking about his grandkids and his grandkids' grandkids and his grandkids' grandkids' grandkids.
Yeah, well, guess
what? That's what I'm trying to make.
Now he's not making shit and he's locked up. So you're obviously not thinking too hard about your grandkids' grandkids' grandkids.
Man, I guess he thinks he's invisible. That's the thing, right? I guess he's a football player. You sort of have like that. I don't know. I guess you start thinking a certain way that, you know, you're invincible. No one can really touch you, you know?
Pisses me off. It's the whole same thing, like, you know, once you make enough money, you're supposed to, it gets into this thing. I talked to all these people, you
get
know,
into
and
it.
They still want to be like hood and gangsters and thugs and shit.
Yeah.
You're retarded. They're all idiots. Your whole goal when you grow up in housing and you grow up in the ghetto,
yeah,
is to get out of the ghetto.
That's right.
You're not supposed to stay there. When you make $1 million a year, guess what? You move out of the fucking hood.
That's right.
You don't have to associate there. You don't have to stay there. What do you want? Street cred? You don't get street cred because you live in a giant house in the suburbs now. It's over. It makes me crazy.
It's ridiculous.
I have to look at guys like Chris Brown now. Guy's a thug.
He is a thug.
The guy's a thug. He's been a millionaire since he's 12 years old.
It's crazy.
When was he poor? What struggles did he have?
Probably none.
You listen to the Little Bow Wow mixtape?
What?
This Little Bow Wow guy. He has like 25 years old now, but same thing. He's talking about he raps about all this bullshit. Him and his boys will run up. He's been rich since he was 8. he's never really had the struggle. So give up the whole act. And I don't know why people just, they look at these guys and they think that they can't see that it's sheer entertainment. Like once you see stuff like that, you have to understand it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's all fake.
You're going to listen to Lil Wayne and really think Lil Wayne is a blood?
Yeah, that's crazy.
This guy's not a blood.
Yeah.
he's not in any gangs. So come on, everybody. Wake up. It's all bullshit. It's all entertainment.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Lil Wayne's been rich since forever. Since he's been a hot boy.
Yeah, it's true, man. You know?
He's a little kid.
With all this money, just...
And why is it cool for people to think like, oh, I'm so hardcore? Give up the act. You're not that cool. It's not cool to be broke and selling drugs. I don't know.
But these guys are rich, though. They're richer than selling drugs.
Like, who's rich?
Well, like that football player. He's rich.
Well, of course he's rich. He's just an idiot. I'm sick of idiots.
Sick of idiots selling drugs. Drugs are bad, by the way.
I'm just sick of people just doing stupid things. It's the same thing with, people who are millionaires. Like, you remember the Bernie Madoff scandal a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
This guy had the biggest Ponzi scheme in the entire planet, or like billions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like and all these people who are super wealthy, they all went and invested with this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy robbed them. But to me, it's like, I don't feel that bad for you. If you had, millions of dollars and you wanted to make a 10% return, so you gave all your money to this dude who eventually robbed you. It's like, if you invested $25 million and you lost it all now because you gave it to Bernie Madoff, guess what? It's your own fault. I don't feel sorry for you. I really don't. Because you want to make an extra 10 points, how about you just sit on your fucking $25 million and that'll take care of you for the rest of your life. Don't worry about it. Why you got to be greedy? It all comes down to greed, man.
No, it is. That's the key point.
People are greedy
there.
To make an extra 10 points on your money. Put it somewhere you get 2 points on the dollar. Who cares?
Make a safe gamble. All of these, like a lot of like these investments and trades and stuff, a lot of the time it's just... It's gambling, man. You're gambling with your money.
It's 100% gambling.
Yeah. It just goes on what people feel at that time of the year, what's going on in the world, if there's any wars in the world, whatever else. The stock market's just all over the place, man. It's a big gamble.
The stock market is gambling.
It's just a big gamble, yeah.
And it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Everything is bullshit. Everything. I'm over it. I'm so over it. The banking system is corrupt. That in itself is a Ponzi scheme. I don't even know how that's legitimate.
I don't even know how it's lasted for so long and how we let it last for so long.
How do I open up my own bank? I'm thinking about opening up my own bank.
That's a good idea.
Because that's a legitimate Ponzi scheme. You get people to deposit money into your bank.
Yeah.
And then you give that money to somebody else, but you charge them interest.
Yeah.
And then new people when people want to take money out, you give them some of this guy's money.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. It's a giant Ponzi scheme, man, but it's a legal Ponzi scheme.
I got an idea. Let's start a bank for thugs.
Bank for thugs?
Yeah.
Just clean up drug money?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
A bank for thugs.
But thugs really do need a place to put their money.
Other than underneath their mattress, yeah.
Because I know, several people that do nonsense, and I always tell them, you can't be doing this kind of shit forever.
Yeah,
you should really have a plan. Like, you should treat this as a business, a legitimate business.
Yeah,
even though it's what you do is completely illegal. If you run your business like an actual proper business,
yeah,
you can get out in a couple of years, because you have to understand, if you're selling, if you, whatever you're doing,
yeah,
there's going to be an end, especially when you're doing illegal stuff. There's going to be,
definitely,
there's an end game, and you know what the finality is, or you're going to die, or you're going to end up in jail.
That's right.
So you got to make a plan to get in, get out.
That's right.
And be successful at it.
Get 2 points, get 2% return on your money, invest ING Direct.
So instead of taking your money that you made selling your heroin or whatever the hell you sell,
yeah,
and buying a pair of Jordans and making your car have spinning wheels and nonsense like that, you know, put your money aside.
That's right.
Find somewhere to get it legitimate, buy a house or something, you know.
Invest in property.
You got to be smart. You got to be smart about these things, and it makes me crazy.
This podcast really seems like it's for gangsters.
This is the gangster podcast.
This is the gangster podcast where we tell you how to invest your millions of dollars, taken from the community, and put them back into your own pocket, but in a smart way.
Well, listen, I don't condone it. I don't gangsters. I don't use drugs. I don't do drugs. I don't sell drugs.
Drugs are bad.
But if you listen, people are doing it. All I'm telling these knuckleheads is, if you're going to do it, be smart about it.
That's right.
And get in and get out. But never get everybody gets too greedy, and it comes down to the same thing. They get too greedy. Guess what? You're moving, you know, a little bit of stuff. You want to make a little bit more money. You start selling a little bit more.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, all of a sudden, you're making, you know, instead of $600 a week, you're making $2,000 a week. You're like, holy shit, I'm balling.
Yeah.
Now it's time to move more and more and more. Next thing you know, you're caught up. You have more money than you could even put in your stash house and
underneath your mattress.
And they get so caught up. It's so sad.
And then you become an NFL football player.
Yeah. And then you sell even more drugs.
Then you sell even more drugs with all the millions of dollars that you're making off your contract. That's crazy though, man. I don't even understand this whole football player. How is it that he's like, who? So he's the head guy who's selling all the drugs in the NFL, but there must be somebody else who's above him who supplies him all this drugs.
Sure.
But like, that's crazy.
Did you
hear
how much he was crazy. Moving? That's major.
That's nuts.
That's major weight. Like, not just throughout the NFL. He's like the biggest, apparently the biggest drug dealer in Chicago, or should I say allegedly?
Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly. I mean, I'm not even a real broadcaster, but I think that's what they do. I don't want to, you know, allegedly. The guy's innocent until proven guilty, but yeah. Not really. That's not how the real world works.
No.
You're pretty much guilty. You better get a good lawyer to prove yourself innocent.
Yeah.
Which is super shitty.
And I'm sure he probably has a good lawyer. Probably one of his clients is his lawyer. Oh.
He better. He's got enough money to have a good lawyer.
So. Yeah. That's quite the career move, though, man. It's true, man. Like, talked about this before, man. Like, people, they just get crazy with money. Kobe Bryant.
What did Kobe Bryant do?
Well, he's just money hungry. All money hungry dudes, you know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't say he's money hungry. He works in it. This could completely contradict what I said a few weeks ago, but, you know, he
should get paid by basket.
The market bears his salary, you know? Like, if the Lakers don't give it to him, somebody else will. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, if you all come together and make a stand.
Well, that's what the owner's got to do. They got to collude. But another thing about drugs, I might as well get this whole drug shit off my chest.
All right.
It's so stupid, you know? Like,
What do you mean stupid? What's stupid about it? Like,
so sometimes I see these people, like, now every day, like, there's so many drugs are out there. You have MDMA, ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana, fucking liquid G. You got fucking people huffing Lysol. Like, people are doing this ridiculous shit to get high. You know, whippets with fucking like whipped cream cans. Come on, man.
Oh,
come
my
on,
God.
People. You gotta think.
You know what it is? Life is stressful for some people nowadays. Life is stressful. Life used to be simple back in the day. Go to work, you come home, you eat, you sleep, you wake up, go to work, come home. But now, like, things are just getting crazy, man.
No, it's no excuse.
I'm telling you, though, but people get stressed out, man. People get stressed out, and they need drugs to cope.
To cope with what? What the hell
society.
Are you so stressed out about?
Society, man. People can't fit in with society nowadays.
I always find it hilarious.
There's so much
that
stress.
People will be so stressed out. So, oh, they got to go have a drink. Or, oh, they got to go buy an 8-ball. Or, you know, I'm so
go
stressed
get
out.
Get some Lysol.
And half of the stress comes down because they're broke. But meanwhile, you don't have no money, but then you'll get money from somewhere, or you'll take the little money that you have and you'll go and buy dope. And then you just do the same cycle over and over. I was out the other day having a couple drinks.
And after a stressful day?
After a super stressful day, of course. Fucking stressed out at work. I just banged out a freaking 33-hour Wednesday. I was tired.
That's crazy.
But, you know, you're out having a few drinks and there's like, you know, 2-3 dudes just hanging out, having some drinks, playing some video games. And it's already like 4 o'clock in the morning.
What is this, Chuck E. Cheese playing video?
Yeah, who knows where it is. But you know that somebody's got a problem when, you know, there's like 5 guys just hanging out, drinking beers, watching, you know, watching TV, playing some video games. And it's already late. Like, there's nothing going on. There's no party. There's no girls around.
Yeah.
And then one guy's going to like, oh, you know, I'm not going to go to bed. I'm going to keep this party going. But there's no party. And then they start doing blow. Like, that's when you know you have a problem. When you have to start, when you, there's nothing happening.
There's nothing.
There's no need to go get crazy.
Yeah.
But you're going to get crazy.
You're going to make it get crazy.
And pull out the coke and start snorting lines. When there's no party, there's nothing going on. It's like, you know, that's when you know that you got some issues.
Oh, yeah.
You got issues that you can't even just have a couple beers and be like, okay, you know what? It's already like 5 in the morning. I'm just going to shut it down and go to bed.
Tomorrow's another day.
Let's chalk up some lines, fucking get crazy. Who are you getting crazy with? There's nothing happening. It's fucking crazy.
People, man. I'm telling you though, man, people just can't cope.
Cope with what?
With life, man. People are just stressed out. Everyone's trying to impress somebody else. Like, this is such a weird way of society, man. There's so many things that are going on that people just don't know how to deal with it. I mean, I don't even know how to like even properly like explain it, but people just can't deal with like regular life nowadays.
Guess what? You can't deal with regular life. Kill yourself. That might sound harsh, but honestly, life's not that hard. Life's not that difficult. I'll have a couple drinks every once in a while. Yeah. I can hang out and drink, get drunk with the best of them.
Yeah.
But I don't have to make that a part of my daily life because I can't handle the stress. I got like 5 jobs, man.
5 jobs. No longer 2. 5 jobs.
You want to talk about stress? I could be like, oh my God, I'm so stressed up because I have to work fucking nonstop. It's bullshit. I don't need to go and not be sober. Being sober is great. That's how good my life is.
No, seriously. Yeah,
my life is so great that I can be sober and be like, you know, life's not that bad.
Yeah. No, I have to agree, man. You are a hard worker. Out of all the people that I know, it's crazy, man. Like nonstop working, 5 jobs, and you still, I don't know. I don't even know how you find time. Or even like, just give up halfway through and be like, man, screw this. I'm going to call in sick to work.
No. There's no giving up, man. If I don't work, I find myself getting into trouble. I gotta stay at work where I'm safe.
You know, work to
keep
me is like
out of trouble. Work to me is like a daycare. It's like babysitter. You know, I'll leave Jason over here at his job, and his boss will take care of him. Make sure he's good for 8 hours. Because as soon as I'm out on my own, I get in.
All hell breaks loose.
Dumb things.
That's funny.
So that's it. But I don't know why people. You know, if you're gonna be doing coke or whatever, whatever you want to do, like it should be like, you know, it should be for recreational purposes.
But yeah.
And you want to know what? 5 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of guys just having a few beers, that's not the time or the place. You figure out your time and your place when you're with all of your other friends who do that shit.
Yeah.
And you guys all want to go do whatever they do, go get fucking high.
Yeah.
And so you got to just pick a time and a place. Don't be doing that shit in front of a whole bunch of people that don't do that and looking at you like, what are you doing?
This is a beer party, not one of those crazy parties.
It'd just be like sort of if you're like, you know, you guys are like, oh, let's go take a walk in the park. And this guy shows up with his fucking running shoes and starts sprinting. We're like, where are you going? You know, we're taking a leisure walk. Yeah. And this guy's in a fucking fellow Usain Bolt race. I don't know, man.
That stress, I'm telling you.
That just irritates me. I'm not going to take stress as an issue because for some of these people, they don't even know what stress is.
No, that's true.
And to tell you the truth, most of the people that I know, they don't have any stresses. It's all bullshit. Maybe, yeah. It's all excuses, and I don't take excuses. That's fucking nonsense.
Yeah. It's nonsense. No, I agree.
Never again. I don't want to hear about this. Enough of that. I'm done with that. Now the people that listen to this, they're going to get on me about that because everybody's got a comment to make, which I thoroughly appreciate. And I got several good comments and several bad comments about the podcast. Some people say that
let's address
it's shit. Do something else.
Do something else like what? What kind of constructive criticism is that?
That was
join the NFL.
That was a
sell some crack.
That was a comment made by my boss, but he didn't even listen to it.
He didn't even listen to the podcast, and he's giving criticism. That sounds like a boss would do.
Well, I think he's scared that this thing might become popular, and then one day I might never come back to work. That's clearly not happening. nobobody's really listening to this. This is why I can pretty much say whatever I want. But I appreciate his comment. I just wish that he would have listened to it.
That would have been nice.
And I told him that I would talk about this today on today's podcast.
Yeah.
And if he wants to listen to it, I'm going to make it like halfway into the podcast. So he's got to listen to some of it first.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Mike can kiss my ass. Because I'm allowed to say that. I'm not at work. I'm not on the clock.
See you at work tomorrow.
But you want to know what? He's like, why don't you do something else?
Like what, though?
I don't know. I've got all this shit going on in my brain. I got a massive ADD. I got new ideas every other day, and I'm into exploring all different types of things. He's like, why don't you make another Stolen Girl video?
Yeah,
he's
man.
Like, no. He's like, that was funny.
That was funny.
He's like, you're not funny. I'm like, shut up. I'm fucking hilarious.
But.
I told him it's not going to be for everybody. Some people like it. I got some people that are like, oh my God, that's so funny. Or, if I liked your first podcast better than the second. I liked your second podcast better. It seemed like it was more structured, blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's not going to be any perfect formula. So you can either choose to listen to it or you don't have to really listen. It doesn't really make a big deal to me.
I think it's probably good for people to listen to it on the way to work or something.
Some people are like 1 hour. That's so long. I don't know. When I listen to podcasts, I listen to podcasts that are like 3 hours long. But it depends on what you're doing with your day and how your day is set up. Like some people literally can maybe listen to it on their way to work for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But they want to hear a whole 20 minutes. Well, listen, it's a podcast. Just download it. You can listen to 20 minutes then. You can listen to 20 minutes tomorrow. You can listen to the other 20 minutes next week. You don't have to listen to it all at one time.
It's like reading a book. You don't have to read it all at one time. That's
the greatest thing about a podcast. Just download and listen to it whenever you feel.
Yeah. What's up with all the stress? Why is people stressing out? Stressing us out.
Everybody's got a comment.
Everyone has a comment.
But you don't like it? Do your own fucking podcast. Don't listen to mine. I don't care. I'm not getting any money for this.
Oh, man. No, your comments are very appreciated.
I love the comments. Everybody make more comments.
Yeah, make more comments.
I get a lot of text messages and stuff from people that are like, oh, that was so funny. That just made my whole day, blah, blah, blah. Or they love a silly rant. Some people, some of my friends from Australia are like, oh, my God, I thought you were gonna get into this other story when you're talking about, Oktoberfest.
What we should try to do is figure out, we should set up a Twitter account.
Yes.
But how's that going to even work?
What do you mean, how's it going
to
work?
Well, how's it going to work? We can't do it live unless we have people call in. It'd be cool if we could do like a live show.
The way you do it is like you can actually do a live show. The way a lot of other people will do it is that they'll set up their Twitter and then they'll tweet out podcast Saturday 3 p.m. Eastern time, right? And then, if you want to make any, if you have any suggestions or comments or whatever you want us to talk about something else, then they can just tweet it to us like literally right then and there.
Yeah.
But you can also put this live on Ustream or it's a few other places where you can
make let's it, do that, man.
Where you can make it live.
And I think we should do that.
And then people can comment through Twitter.
That'd be cool, man.
It would be pretty dope.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to do like a Ustream type thing.
And then there's other people that are like, get it, put this up on video. why don't you make it a video broadcast? I don't want to just listen to you. I want to see you.
Oh, man, those must be the girls, right?
So sexy, right?
Yo, bro, why don't you get a video stream going? I need to see your face again.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's
like. Oh, that's some girl.
So, so you know, one day I'm just like, you know, I want to get to do this like a little bit better, a little more consistent, you know, and then
it's going to be cool to look back on these too, to see like how it all began.
And then, you know, we picked this up. There's some people, like I have some friends from Australia. They're like, oh my God, I want to tell a story about Tales from the Trip. They're like, I got some crazy stories. They're like, I want to do it. So how can we, how can we do that?
Skype,
right? I know.
We got to set this up.
I don't know how to do all that.
We're going to set this up. I think next podcast we do Ustream, Skype. We'll put down a time and place so people can log on.
The other thing is that you have to
moderate
to get your like Twitter followers or Facebook follower. Like, there's no point on making a Ustream if you have one Twitter follower. You know what I mean?
I'm following myself.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can see myself. This is wicked.
It's like looking in the mirror.
I don't even know why people like to watch. It's kind of,
I think it is kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. We're just literally sitting around
looking at a screen.
Table, looking at a screen and staring at each other.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward, actually.
Yeah, but if you want video, I'll set up the video. I don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, now that we know what we're going to do for the next podcast, let's continue on here.
You get an iPhone yet?
No, I haven't gotten an iPhone yet, man. Oh, man. You know, I'm actually searching around for like a good carrier. Who's the best carrier? Like, who can I sign up with that's not going to rip me off?
They're all the same. They're all bullshit.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Telus is owned by Bell. Bell, Rogers owns Fido.
You can't get away from anything. It sucks.
They're the big companies. If you want to be with a real carrier or whatever, they're all the same. They all sell the same nonsense.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. And I'm Mr. Conspiracy, so I don't sign contracts.
It doesn't matter.
Like, I hate contracts.
If you get with contracts, Mobilicity or Public, they're just subsidiary companies, basically. None of them are. Everything that you have is out there. Everybody's listening to every conversation that you make, every text that you write. Whatever.
It is pretty crazy though, man. Like, there's Facebook is now switching their whole thing over now. Like, you know, they make those changes every so often and people freak out. They're like, oh, I like the old Facebook better, whatever. But now they have this new thing that's called Timeline. So instead of your Facebook being called like a profile, it's actually called a Facebook Timeline. So what it is, it's pretty much It's an entire history from the very first day you logged on to Facebook, started your account, all the way up to now. So if you want to see something that you said back in like 2008, it's so easy to find it. You just click on like 2008 and it'll show all 12 months, and you can click on whatever month and it'll show you all the things that you posted, all the things that you said, whatever else on your Facebook
timeline. Is that up already?
I switched mine over. It's scary stuff, man. It is scary.
I don't have enough stuff on my Facebook to matter.
It's insane.
I can't even believe that I have like 550 Facebook friends. They're I didn't even know that I knew 500 people, because I only really talk to like three people. I like to keep my friends in a small circle.
But those 500, you got 500 though, 500 friends.
Yeah, man, I'm fucking Facebook official, man.
Facebook official. But yeah, man, this whole timeline thing, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. People are going to, hopefully, who knows? I mean, if people are just so used to Facebook, it's going to be interesting to see like, you know, the progress of what they've done, like either from like going to like school to like having a full-time career, then you're going to be able to see all the stuff that you said in college.
Yeah. But then you got to be freak a creeper out. On Facebook. Like, oh, I want to watch the progression of Tom Jones. Let me see what he was up to in 2008.
Some people are like that though. Some people are crazy.
Those people are creeps. Get out of my Facebook. You know, that's what I'm going to put.
But some
my
people are like
Facebook
that though. It's crazy, man.
Get off of my Facebook, you creep.
You ever have someone send you? I have someone send me a message about something that happened like a while ago, and I was like, how do they know this information?
And I had to think back. I was like, I posted that like how long ago? Why are they? That's weird.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of Facebook creepers out there. Yeah. I don't. It's scary. I'm not really one of them, but I've creeped people.
I'm not really one of them.
I don't creep every day though. Like, you know, I'll go stalk out somebody that I used to talk to a couple years ago or something. But I'm not a big creep on Facebook.
Oh,
I don't go ask new people to be my friends. I don't really ask too many people to be my friends. I don't need any friends really. Fuck them.
You have 500 though on Facebook.
I know. I don't even know how this happened.
That's crazy, man. I don't even know how that. Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, you want to hear something weird?
No.
Well, this dude came up to me the other day and asked me if I wanted to be a model. Is that gay?
For like what, a Sears catalog or something, or some other sort of catalog?
He's just like, all you have to do is come down to this place. They'll take a headshot of you, you know, and then they'll get you work. I'm like, this sounds very sketchy.
Very was it like sketchy. A warehouse? Did he give you a business card?
Yeah, business card. He's like, here's my email. He's like, send me an email.
Was it? Does it seem like a legitimate place? You look it up. Did they have a website?
I haven't checked it out.
That's
yet.
That's a two test.
I haven't checked it out yet. Anybody can build a website though, so you know. Like,
but if it looks good, if it's a good looking website, then hey.
What happens if I show up there and it's a friggin' sex dungeon?
Well, I guess everyone makes their choices in life.
No. See, I don't do that. I was already into modeling back in the my younger days, and I didn't like it then. I don't think I would like it anymore now. And to tell you the truth, having men roll up on you in the street asking you if you want to be a model, it's not a really it's not the best approach, I don't think. I mean, I was kind of weirded out about it. I'm still kind of weirded out about it.
I think that's the time when you start. You have to creep. You got to find out this information on this dude. Find out the information about the company, this guy, where it is. Check it out on Google. Check Google Maps. See if it's sort of like a warehouse or something. If it's in the ghetto,
he's like, all you have to do is come down. He's like, you know, we'll take some headshots of you. Then we keep them in this portfolio, and then we send them around to all the people, and then you get to go down there, and it pays like minimum $500 to like $1,500 per day of shooting. And oh yeah, I have friends that do this on a part-time basis. Yeah, no problem. You could, you know, you can go to like three or four per year, and you know, that's a little extra money for you. I'm like, I don't even know if I need that money that bad. I don't know what kind of sketchy things are happening.
Yeah, what kind of headshots are these guys talking about?
I don't know.
Just come on down. There's a group of five of us. We'll stand around in a circle and, yeah.
No way, man.
That does sound kind of creepy.
It's weird.
You got to search it up. I think what you should do is search, do all the information.
You want me to search it out and then come bring it?
Search it up and bring it back on the next podcast and let me know how it goes. No, actually, you know what? Forget that. I think you should go down there and do it. And then tell about the experience. I think you should do it. Don't even play. Just do it. Just go down there. Well, this is an opportunity. Go down there. Describe the whole situation, the guy, the whole whatever. See if it's legitimate or not.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, right?
No. Just hopefully there's not a group of six guys standing around you in a circle.
Like
some sort of weird initiation.
Well, what I found out by like traveling is like I'm not really that afraid of too many things. Like I wasn't even afraid in Russia. I just felt like I knew some bad shit was coming around the corner.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to be there to see it. But you know, I would go down there. You know, I might have to bring a bat with me just in case. But I'll go down and check it out and
tell you what happens. Get some headshots.
Hopefully,
we should set this up somehow.
You have
an iPhone. You should set this up somehow where you can like record the conversation or something.
I could completely record it.
This would be hilarious. This would be like part of like a, this would be a segment.
I don't know.
Like, man. Mission Possible.
I'm freaked out by it. But I'll still do it. I'll do it for
and then you can post the headshots online. That's a good idea. Just a proof to everyone that listens that you actually went down there, you conquered your fear, and how you became a model. That's exactly what you should be doing.
I don't know, man.
That's the next mission.
That could be my next mission.
Tales from the Trip, Mission Possible. Because whatever it is that you have to do, you have to make it possible. Mission Possible, Tales from the Trip, Ustream, Skype.
We'll see what happens,
we'll
man.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
There's some weird noises coming out of this place right now.
Oh, my God. Freaked out.
But yeah. Now it's time for
Tales from the Trip.
The trip.
All right. Where are we now on this?
Where are we? Hold on. Before I get into Tales from the Trip, I want to correct something I said from last week.
Okay.
Just briefly.
We should have did it off the top, but it doesn't matter.
I know we should have done it off the top.
Hey, we're just doing it. We're freestyling.
No, right. Nobody's listening. Who cares?
All right.
Last week I started off with Tiger Woods winning and people saying and all the broadcasters and saying stuff like, oh yeah, he's not good. And they're just putting him down still. They don't want him to be successful, really, is what it comes right down to. My main issue, what I didn't get to say last week was, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
And they should be on their knees.
Yeah.
Licking Tiger Woods' balls. Because nobody gave a shit about golf before Tiger Woods made golf popular. The people who are making comments wouldn't even have a platform to make a comment because nobody would care about golf. So get off your horse and get on your knees and take care of Tiger, because guess what? They always say don't kick the horse in the mouth or whatever. Don't kick the gift horse in the mouth, whatever they say. You know, that's your gift horse. You better take care of him, man. Because he's the only person who he put money in your pockets for years, and you should be thanking him instead of trying to bring him down. That's all I got to say about that. Now back to Tales from the Trip. All
right.
I'm going to tell a little story about some people that nearly got robbed in Thailand.
All right.
So now
we're in Thailand. Okay, cool.
Some of my friends are going to Thailand, and they're like, you know, is it safe? Is it dangerous?
Yeah, some people were asking me to ask you to give some tips. So maybe kick off the story, then give some tips later.
This is how the story goes. Like, I wasn't... Yeah, the story is about me. Not all the stories on Tales from the Trip will be about me. They could be...
About this guy other people. Who looks like you. Is not you.
But really, I was in Thailand and I was traveling the islands and I was going to Cambodia. Nice. I ended up meeting these two Canadian guys from Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
We were traveling. They were going to Siem Reap in Cambodia at the same time. So I was like, yeah, I'll roll with you guys.
Cool.
So like, cool. Yeah, let's go. So we ended up in Cambodia together and we chilled out in Cambodia for like a week, and then we went to Vietnam.
Whoa, that's serious.
And so, you know, they had already been traveling. They'd been in Singapore, Mongolia, Malaysia. They were all over the place before. Then they went to Thailand, and now they're going out to Cambodia. So I'm hanging out with these guys. You know, they'd already traveled. I'd already been traveling for a little while. I'd been in Europe and in Thailand. And then, so we all end up in Cambodia. We're partying. Then we go to Vietnam. Yeah. We were partying. We were walking around. We're like, hey, let's go check out this museum. So we're walking through Vietnam and trying to get to this war museum. This lady...
Wait, did you guys go from partying to go checking out museums?
Yeah, that was like everyday life, man. You party at nighttime. You wake up during the day. You go check out some cultural shit.
All right.
So we're walking down the street to get to this museum, and then this like Vietnamese lady on the side of the street, she's like, you guys, take off your chain. And like one of my buddies had like a big gold chain.
Yeah.
Like he's fucking part of Run DMC.
Yeah.
And this other guy, he had like a super, super thin, small chain.
Yeah.
And then I had like my regular ball and chain, right? And the lady's like, take off your chain, motorcycle mafia, come and take it. And she like made this like thing like they're gonna cut your neck.
Oh man.
And so I'm like, what the fuck? And you know, my chain's like not that big, but But my buddy, she had this big gold chain, and she's like, take off your chain. We're like, whatever, lady. Like, you know, these guys are already been traveling for like a month or whatever, and all these other places, and in Thailand, nobody said. There's nothing that happened.
Yeah.
We were already in Cambodia. Nothing happened. You know, same thing with me. I'm like, you know, fuck this. I'm not taking my shit off.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to the war museum. We come back out of the war museum, and this lady's like outside. And she's like, I told you, take off your chain. And now we're like, what the fuck? Like, is this a coincidence? So I didn't take off mine. My other friend didn't take off his. But the guy with the big gold chain, when we got back to the room, he took it off.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, he's like, even though I don't really care, he's like, I just don't want any unnecessary nonsense to go on. So we, so the rest of the time, nothing happens in Vietnam. We end up going back to Bangkok because I was going back to Europe and these guys were going back down to Singapore before they went home.
Yeah.
So it's our last night. We're like, yeah, let's party it up, whatever. Let's get crazy. So we go out. The one guy with the, you know, we all put our chains back up.
Because now we're in Thailand. We're not worried.
We're safe.
Because we'd already been in Thailand. So we're like, yeah, whatever. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
So this one guy, he goes and gets a tattoo.
What?
Yeah, he went to go get it. He got a big Buddha on his arm.
Oh, my God.
That's a pretty dope tattoo, actually.
All right.
So it was the last night he was going to get a tattoo, and the other guy's like, you know, what are we going to do for the next 5 hours? Well, this guy's getting a tattoo. So he's like, you know, and we were outside and everybody on the street's like, ping pong show, come to ping pong show. And my friend's like, yo, let's go to the ping pong show. and I had already gone to a ping pong show like when I was in Thailand the first time. So I'm like, oh man, like, the ping pong show is not something that I really wanted to do, but I'm like, if you're going to be there, you got to experience it. It's like, if you go to Paris, you have to go see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
If
you
go to Toronto, you should go see the CN Tower. You're in Niagara Falls. You got to see Niagara Falls. All, you know, you got to go do the attractions.
You got to go see the ping pong show.
Ping pong show. You want to know what it is?
No. What is it? Do they actually play ping pong?
No, they don't play ping pong.
They take you to like the sea.
So we go, I'll tell you all about it, but we're outside and this guy's like, come to the ping pong show. We're like, okay, you know, we're going to go eat. We're going to go get a few beers.
Yeah.
We're going to take like a little bit of video of my friend getting a tattoo. And we're like, we're going to come back down like an hour.
Yeah.
Because the ping pong show only goes till like midnight. So we're like, it was like 10 o'clock. We're like, we'll be down in like an hour. He's like, okay, cool. So we go, we like take some video, have a few beers, watch him get his tattoo a little bit. Then we're like, okay, we're going to go watch the ping pong show. We'll be back. We go downstairs. This dude's like, okay, come with me. I can take you to the ping pong show.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, like, you, everything is so negotiable. Everything is like a negotiation. He's like, you know, to get into the ping pong show, it's like, I think he wanted like 1,000 baht or something, which is like $30.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, buddy. Like, I went to the ping pong show a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even pay half of that. I think I maybe paid like $10. And so we negotiated I can't even remember how much it ended up costing us, but it's like, whatever. We're like, let's go.
Yeah.
So he drives us there. He's like, okay, I wait for you. And they take you like away from the tourist area. You end up in like the seedy ass, like, down some like back road.
That's,
and then all of
scary,
a sudden,
man.
It looks like it's like a bingo hall building, like in the back, but it's just loaded with cars and fucking tuk-tuks and taxis.
Crazy.
Because all the tourists, they go to the ping pong show.
Yeah.
So you show up at the ping pong show, they give you, you know, you pay your admission.
Yeah.
They give you a free beer.
Yeah.
And you go in, there's no cameras allowed in there, no recording devices whatsoever. Like,
if this is some ping pong show.
If you pulled that out, they'll probably cut you.
That's crazy.
these people don't, the people like at the door and shit, they don't look like they fuck around too much. So you go in and it's completely dark and it looks like a strip club. There's like, you know, chairs all around, a stage in the middle, a couple poles.
Yeah.
So it's like a strip club. So there's no ping pong going on here. Right. What happens is at the ping pong show is that they have like, a girl,
okay,
who should I tell the story or should I just tell people to go check it out for themselves?
I don't even know.
I'll tell it. And then they can decide if they really want to go check it out. Because you go there and there's like old couples, like there's young couples. There's
really?
Like
couples?
Yeah, like regular like white people couple, like mid-50s and shit.
That's crazy.
You know, there's like everybody, maybe, all the tourists, they just go there.
Because maybe they think they're going to actually see like ping pong, like people playing really professional ping pong.
That's what you might think. But as soon as you get there, you know there's not a fucking ping pong table in sight. But there are ping pong balls. One of the performers will stand up on stage and she will put a bucket on one side of the stage and then she'll stick ping pong balls into her body.
Okay.
And then squirt them out and they'll bounce and go right into the bucket.
That's insane.
But they don't just, that's like, maybe that's where they get the ping pong show, but that's not the only thing that they do.
Yeah.
It's like, one girl will shoot like darts out of her vagina and they'll put a balloon up in there and she'll pop the balloon.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's crazy.
You know, there's one girl that pulled out like 50 razor blades.
What?
And then she started cutting up paper after to show them like this is razor blades. She had them all attached to a string and she just pulled them out.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, basically what it is a whole bunch of girls sticking things inside of them and then pulling them out.
Yeah.
Showing you how crazy. Like one girl drew a picture with a marker.
What the?
It's crazy.
That's talent.
And then it's all capped off by a live sex show.
Okay. All right.
So I've already seen it once and I'm not impressed. I'm thoroughly disgusted. But it's like something that you have to go see. And it's sort of the same. They do sort of the same thing in Amsterdam. I saw a live sex show in Amsterdam.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the same sort of deal.
It's funny how you're not impressed though with all this.
Oh, well,
she's popping darts, you know what I mean? Drawing pictures of Mona Lisa. Not impressed.
Listen, what they can do is impressive. It's just completely disgusting. And quite frankly, like if they were hot girls, then maybe it would be better. But these just look like worn out, you know, mid 40-year-old women who have to do this like 6 hours straight, like because it's a rotation. They do the exact same show,
yeah,
and the show lasts for like maybe like 45 minutes or whatever,
uh-huh.
And then they do it, then it starts all over. It just loops over and over.
Jeez, that's
so
crazy.
You know, we only stayed for like maybe like half an hour,
yeah,
and then we left, and then but there's all new people that come in. It opens at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or something, and then it goes to like midnight. So they do like the same, maybe like four or five.
That's things incredible.
Over and over and over again. Right?
Wow.
So these women look like they're worn out, and it's so terrible because then it's like, are you supporting like?
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. Like what exactly are you supporting in the end? Yeah.
Do these people get paid? But listen. The guy says you got to go to a ping pong show.
What am I going to do? I thought I could play ping pong.
I thought I was going to see some fucking entertaining ping pong, like Forrest Gump style. But so anyways, we leave the ping pong show, and our tuk tuk driver is outside waiting for us.
Yeah.
Now, did I already tell you what a tuk tuk was?
Tuk tuk. It's like an auto. It's like a rickshaw, right?
It's sort of like a rickshaw, but there's a scooter on the front, and then it's pulling two people in the back.
Yeah.
So we're in this tuk tuk. And we're driving. We're driving back to the tourist area, and so we're almost there. Like at the end of the road, I can see all the lights, and we're just about getting back to the tourist area.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy were sitting there. He's like, "Oh man, like that was gross."
You know, like, what else can you say?
But it's like, you know, one of these things that you got to go do, I guess. And a motorcycle rolls up right beside us.
Yeah.
And everything happens so quickly. The motorcycle comes up right beside us, crashes into our tuk-tuk, to the Holy side of our tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
I see a guy look over like he's bracing himself to like, so that there's one guy driving the motorcycle, there's another guy on the back.
Yeah.
And, you know, he reaches over to like brace himself on our tuk-tuk, what it looked like.
Yeah.
But no, he was reaching into the tuk-tuk. He grabbed my friend's chain and his shirt. Rips it off.
That's crazy.
And then like they were wobbling and shit, but it happened like 2 seconds. It happened so fast. They come, boom. It was like, what the fuck's going on? Boom. Then they take off. Jordan's like, what the fuck? Jordan's like, we got, actually, who cares? My friend's like, catch him. But these guys are on a motorcycle.
Yeah, we're
on a scooter pulling two giant dudes.
Yeah.
And we're not catching them. He's like, catch him. What the fuck? And he's so pissed off. And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, let's get to the – he's like, let's – I'm like, you know, we're right there. Let's just get me out of this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is crazy. I don't want to catch these guys.
No.
Had I known what was going on, like if I had ever experienced that, I'd be like, oh, shit, this is going on. Yeah. I could have kicked them off their motorcycle.
Yeah.
And into parked cars.
Yeah.
And then the tuk-tuk driver would have stopped.
Yeah.
And then these guys would have probably killed us.
Probably.
And then we're dead in the middle of Thailand. And guess what? Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, I don't want to catch these guys, quite frankly.
It's not my shit. I don't give a shit. I'm like,
get us to the fucking spot. Let's go. And then we get out of the tuk-tuk, and my friend is just yelling at the tuk-tuk driver, like, why didn't you tell us about stuff like this? And blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was thinking about the lady in Vietnam who's like, don't wear your chain.
The motorcycle
mafia is going to come and get it from me.
Yeah.
And she was exactly right, because...
That's
what they do. But the icing on the cake is they didn't even get it because his chain was so small. It fell through their hands and landed on the seat. So when we got out, the chain was still on the seat. The tuk-tuk driver's like, oh, you got it. He's like, I'm going to go get the police.
Yeah.
I'm going to go report this to the police. He's like, you're not going to report shit. What do you know? Two Thai people on a motorcycle wearing motorcycle helmets. You can't see the face. What are you going to say? You're not going to tell the police. He's like, wait right here. And I'm like, I'm not waiting right here. I'm like, here's your fucking money for taking us. I'm like, Jordan, let's get the fuck out of here, because guess what? This dude set us up.
Yeah, like, probably.
100%. Yeah. This dude set us up.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that these people on motorcycles just could see. He had the smallest chain. Like, it's super thin. He got it when he was like 13 years old. Like,
yeah.
It's super small. There's no way that these guys saw this and just did it. Like, this guy completely set us up. So that's your tip. When you go there, take off your jewelry, because you don't want to get killed. Because this guy could have literally took us anywhere he wanted to.
Yeah, true.
And we could have got fucked up.
Yeah.
And they take all of our stuff. Like, they could have easily done it.
Yeah.
No problem. Like, he could have taken us anywhere.
Yeah.
Once you get out of, like, your comfort zone of the tourist area, then you're on your own.
Yeah.
So don't wear your chains. Don't wear jewelry, because you don't want to end up in a bag. Don't walk around with a lot of money. Don't show the local people that you got like tons of, don't carry around like a wad of cash.
And check out the ping pong show.
And make sure you go see a ping pong show. But they do set us up, and then he like followed us, and I'm like, you know, I'm
the tuk-tuk driver.
Yeah, I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm like, he's like, I'm gonna go tell the police. I'm like, do what you gotta do, buddy. I'm like, I'm out of here. I don't even care. We got the chain. It's broken, but he can get it fixed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, that's it. See ya. Thanks for taking us to the ping pong show.
Yeah.
But that was definitely 100% of a setup.
Unbelievable.
And
but I'm sure there's good stories in Thailand.
Thailand was amazing.
Yeah.
Like I spent like a whole month there, and that out of the whole time, it was just fate that this lady says, don't wear your chain because the motorcycle mafia is going to come and get it. And then, you know, our last day, we were out partying our last night in Bangkok.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I'm on a plane to Moscow.
Yeah.
These guys are on a plane to Singapore.
Yeah.
But we end up almost getting jacked.
That's crazy, man.
But crazy. Thailand is perfectly safe. It's so great there. Just be careful.
Yeah.
And try to stick with other people. Don't do too many things don't go outside of the tourist area by yourself at nighttime, because you can
find freaks come out at night.
You can find yourself in some crazy situations.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
That's it. So those are your tips. Go see a ping pong show. Don't wear jewelry. Don't walk around with a bunch of cash. Don't get too fucked up, because you never know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
That's the tales from the trip.
Tales from the trip.
So next week I'll tell some. Do you want to hear about, should I go like funny? Because that was like sort of.
That was serious.
That's like a serious.
That was like, that was tale. Serious. That was a serious tale.
I can tell like a funny tale next week to make up for the serious one.
I think so. I think that's what you should do for sure.
I got some funny Oktoberfest stuff. Maybe I'll
Go back Oktoberfest.
Or maybe I could even go into Berlin.
Berlin. You know what? Travel around the map. That's what we got to do. Travel around the map.
Anyways, so, people.
That's it.
That's it. Everybody make some comments on the podcast page, my Facebook page, James's Facebook page.
Don't be creeping. Don't be creeping.
Don't creep out too much. Please.
Just a little.
That's it for today.
All right. Well,
you know what I always tell people?
What's that?
Don't get pregnant.
See ya. Peace.